This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track, getdavidgetpaid.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hour number two, Jeff in from Mike, Rico right there. Anything you want to hit on? We hit on the United States and Canada game, hit the Odyssey Rewind if you missed any of that. Lived up to the hype. I'm still a little devastated. I'm going to get over it. And something that would help me get over it is a big win by Michigan tonight. Rico, tonight, you're going to be there. I'm not.
True.
Tickets are going to be super expensive. Place is going to be off the chain. We get to see a matchup of two top 13 teams, Michigan and Michigan State. Depending on where you look in the sports books, it's either Michigan minus 3.5 or Michigan minus 2.5. And you have a question for the people. Go ahead.
Well, Rigor, see, I'm going to eliminate you from this because you're the unicorn.
Why?
You would watch this game if both teams right now were sitting at 0-23.
I have watched the game with both. Well, maybe not 0-23, but yes.
You would watch this
game.
Last
year was very difficult.
But I do have a question for some Michigan fans out there. Michigan Hoop fans. If the Michigan Hoop fans are really there. Or are you just a Michigan...
What do you mean with this, are they really there?
Or are you just a Michigan football fan? But do Michigan fans... A couple questions. Do Michigan fans really care about tonight's game? Is this a game that kind of like the hockey game last night where, you know what, if you win, you care about it because you get to talk smack to the MSU people. But if you lose,
that's enjoyable.
You shrug your shoulders and say, oh, well, no big deal. We're not really a basketball school. I don't know when that became a derogatory term. Do you really care about tonight's game? And is this really more enjoyable to beat MSU than rather a chance at winning the Big Ten? Is tonight's game really just about beating Michigan State rather than everything else on the line? You win this game, you pretty much cement at least a share of the Big Ten title. Or is this just about beating Michigan State? 248-539-9797. For the Michigan fans out there, is there a care factor? Because I'm looking at the tickets that are up for sale.
Yes.
And it tells me it's a high-priced ticket. That tells me Michigan fans are selling their seats. This is almost like the Lion takeover when the Lions fans go on the road and buy up all the seats and you hear the Jared Goff chants. Well, maybe not anymore, but you hear the Jared Goff chants. You see the Honolulu Blue all throughout the stadium, even though it's not Ford Field. Is that what we should expect tonight? Because I don't know if this game means a lot for Michigan fans. This is too... Probably when the next rankings come out, probably should be two top 10 teams. First place, whoever wins this game, you're in sole possession of first place in the Big Ten coming down the home stretch. Are you excited for this game, or is this game simply, I'll get excited if we beat Michigan State. If we don't, I don't care.
Why don't you just come out and say it? You don't think there's a lot of Michigan basketball fans. You only think there's Michigan basketball fans when the team's good.
That's it.
Yeah. It's not true, though. Is that true? Like, listen,
I said you're the unicorn, Rieger. Okay. Take yourself out of the equation. Most Michigan fans, the last time you cared about basketball was 2020 when Juwan came in.
Well, and to be fair, it's hard to care about Michigan basketball the last couple years because they've sucked. Now, you haven't had to experience it because Izzo's made the tournament for how many straight years?
I don't know.
28? 27?
Congratulations.
Dude's 70 years
old. It's
like
the Wings playoff streak.
No, but what I'm saying is take the last couple years out of it. They didn't make the tournament. Nobody cared because Juwan was a bad coach and the program was obviously in shambles. But now that Dusty comes in, he built this team from scratch and they're currently leading the Big Ten. I think Michigan fans absolutely care and I think they want to kick your ass too.
Okay, but if they absolutely care, why are you selling your seats?
Are they?
Rieger.
Are they selling the state fans? So what do you predict this? What do you predict the crowd's going to be like tonight?
60-40.
60-40 Michigan fans.
Yeah.
You think there's going to be 40% Michigan State fans?
Yes, absolutely.
You think Sparty fans are paying $150 to get into the stadium today?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
Well, I mean, listen, I would sell my seats regardless, considering you can watch the game on TV. It's one game of a college basketball season. Same thing I told Lions fans, if they wanted to sell their tickets to Vikings fans for that last game and you got 500 at 600, 1,000, I think, why not? You've been to a Lions game before. So I don't know if that determines what kind of fan you are. What I'll tell you is, I can't speak for Michigan Nation. I want them to speak for themselves. I think people are fired up because not only can they beat you, which is always huge, I don't think Michigan fans hide from this being a rivalry. In football, of course, they try to. In basketball, this is the rivalry.
Yeah,
but
I'm
also
not, yeah,
to
I'm
win
not doing
the Big
that,
Ten.
Yes.
To win the Big Ten. In Dusty's first year, 18 teams. To win the Big Ten is pretty special.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Michigan wins this game. They got a 2-game lead, which means
yes. You
allow yourself a clunker, a stinker of a game, because you finish out at Nebraska, at home with Rutgers, at home with Illinois, at home with Maryland, and then at MSU. You can lose one of those games. You're still winning the Big Ten by winning this game tonight.
Yeah,
because you knocked off Purdue, because you knocked off Michigan State, if you win tonight, you're sitting in the catbird seat.
And you guys have a tough schedule, although it looks like you were right, or at least you're playing better after losing to Indiana. I wanted to throw something on you, though. Now, you're asking towards Michigan fans, do you care about the game? Do you just care about beating old Sparty? What about you? And not specifically you, but your people, Michigan State people. They got to hate the fact that Michigan hires a coach, and in 1 year, they might win the Big Ten. When's the last time you won the Big Ten?
It was 19.
It's been a while. When's the last time you've been to a Final Four?
19.
So,
I'll still say 20, but we didn't have that season.
That's fair. The season was canceled due to COVID. But while you're curious about if Michigan fans even care, I'm curious if Michigan State fans are wondering if all the shimmer is off Izzo and maybe we are looking at a changing of the guard. Because let's be honest, if Michigan wins the Big Ten, if Michigan goes further than Michigan State does in the big dance, you can easily say Izzo's been there forever, unless Dusty leaves for Indiana. We got a changing of the guard. What we saw last night was Crosby to McDavid. We might see...
Okay.
Izzo. We might see January, February, Izzo, April, May.
Or may not. Didn't we already...
Oh, I like what you did there.
Didn't we already experience this in 2021? The changing of the guard. Guy comes in, wins the Big Ten in the first year from the hardcore streets of Chicago.
But that wasn't his team. Everyone knew that.
Doesn't mind if he has to knock somebody down if he has to because he's from Chicago.
Well, listen, Juwan got within a Franz Wagner three-point shot from a Final Four. So I'm not going to trash him totally. It wasn't great to see him slap a coach's face.
He walked right in and won.
Yeah, but that was Beilein's team.
With Beilein's players. These are Mays players.
His son was on that team.
Doesn't matter.
But when Beilein was here, they were just as good as you. And Beilein beat you the majority of the time, if I'm not mistaken. What was the head-to-head record, Izzo and Beilein?
I had to look that up.
I mean, there were some bad, thin years for Beilein early on. But 248-539-9797. Rico's asking Michigan fans, do you give a damn tonight? And what's more important? Is more important winning the Big Ten or beating Michigan State? I tell you, I want to beat you. I want to beat you bad. But I'll ask you. I mean, if Michigan does win the Big Ten, and I just got a text from a friend of ours who's a Michigan State fan saying I sound dumb. But if Michigan wins the Big Ten in Dusty's first year, I wonder what that does for Michigan State people who haven't won the Big Ten in 7 years.
Well, I think that it will set up for an awesome rematch, kind of like the Canada-USA in a few weeks at the Breslin Center, final game of the year.
On senior night. Who you with? 248-539-9797. Get to the calls. Get to the text. 97 on the ticket.